You turn now in your copy of God's Word to 1 Kings chapter 15. 1 Kings chapter 15, this evening we'll be reading verses 25 through chapter 16, verse 7. And we'll see the two reigns of Nadab, the son of Jeroboam, and Baasha, and the northern kingdom. So, 1 Kings 15, verse 25. This is the word of the living God. Now, Nadab, the son of Jeroboam, became king over Israel in the second year of Asa, king of Judah. And he reigned over Israel 2 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father, and in his sin, which he made Israel sin. Then Baasha, the son of Ahijah, of the house of Issachar, conspired against him, and Baasha struck him down at Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines, while Nadab and all Israel were laying siege to Gibbethon. So Baasha killed him in the third year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned in his place. It came about, as soon as he was king, he struck down all the household of Jeroboam. He did not leave to Jeroboam any persons alive until he had destroyed them, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by his servant Ahijah the Shilonite. And because of the sins of Jeroboam which he sinned, and which he made Israel sin, because of his provocation with which he provoked the Lord God of Israel to anger. Now the rest of the acts of Nadab and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? There was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. In the third year of Asa, king of Judah, Baasha, the son of Ahijah, became king over all Israel and Tirzah, and reigned 24 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin, which he made Israel sin. Now the word of the Lord came to Jehu, the son of Hanani, against Baasha, saying, "Inasmuch as I exalted you from the dust and made you leader over my people Israel, and you have walked in the way of Jeroboam and have made my people Israel sin, provoking me to anger with their sins, behold, I will consume Baasha and his house, and I will make your house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. Anyone of Baasha who dies in the city, the dogs will eat. And any one of his who dies in the field, the birds of the heavens will eat." And the rest of the acts of Baasha and what he did and his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And Baasha slept with his fathers and was buried in Tirzah, and Elah his son became king in his place. Moreover, the word of the Lord through the prophet Jehu, the son of Hanani, also came against Baasha and his household, both because of all the evil which he did in the sight of the Lord, provoking him to anger with the work of his hands, and being like the house of Jeroboam, and because he struck it. And that is the word of our Lord this evening. And so again, we go back to the northern kingdom. We've been looking at the south and the southern kingdom of Judah and how Asa became king and reigned many, many years. And now we go to the northern kingdom, back there to the 10 tribes of Israel, and we find that as Asa is king, he's been king for a couple of years. We find that at Jeroboam's death in the north, that his son takes the throne for a couple of years, two or three years it seems. And while he and his army are attacking a city in the land of the Philistines, Baasha comes in and he takes over the throne. One evil king taking over another. Baasha did what others had done in the north. He did what was evil in the sight of Yahweh. He repeats what those have done before him, as is so often the case. But what does a holy God then have to do with this evil? Yahweh is sovereign. And no moment of history is he ever found absent. And so we meet evil men here in the hand of a good God. Verse 29, it says concerning Baasha and Jeroboam, "It came about as soon as he was king, he struck down all the household of Jeroboam. He did not leave to Jeroboam any persons alive until he had destroyed them, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by his servant Ahijah the Shilonite. And because of the sins of Jeroboam, which he sinned, and which he made Israel sin, because of his provocation with which he provoked the Lord, God of Israel, to anger. And so Yahweh uses evil men to annihilate their own kind. Evil. Baasha is a servant, a slave of the Lord, carrying out Yahweh's good word, his promise. And these are words of judgment for the evil, and should be encouragement for us, beloved. And yet between the time of Baasha's coming to be king and his death, in verse 6 of chapter 16, the word of the Lord comes to him through Jehu the prophet. And the prophecy from Yahweh says, verse 2 of chapter 16, you walk in the way of Jeroboam, and you will, verses 3 and 4, come to an end the same as Jeroboam. There stands the word of God coming to Baasha between his introduction as king and his conclusion as king. In all its severity, here is Baasha's opportunity to repent. The same for you, beloved, if you're still in your sins before your death. The word of God has come to you, and here's the opportunity to turn from your sin and turn to Yahweh. And now Baasha was only following what Yahweh promised would happen, and his whole house is consumed and dealt with for his own evil. And Jeroboam's house was consumed. If we were to trace the development in chapter 14, Yahweh's word came through Ahijah the prophet, promising that he would eliminate the entire house of Jeroboam. In chapter 15, verses 27 through 29, which we read, Baasha is used to carry out what Yahweh's word had predicted and promised. And then verse 7 of chapter 16, Yahweh judges Baasha for having carried out his word, because Baasha did it with great evil. Baasha reveals that Yahweh's word is totally true, and that he himself is a murderous power snatcher. He's searching out for power only. And that's not a problem for Yahweh. He judges, always judges, evil. It is that Yahweh brings judgment on the instruments who carry out his judgment. He will judge nations or individuals for the unjust manner in which they carry out his just punishment. It is possible to carry out God's judgment, and in so doing, incur God's judgment. That's what we learn here. And so as you have the word proclaimed to you, here is your opportunity. Take it and turn from your sin. Don't end up like Baasha, who rejected the word that came to him. And here's a word about when evil comes about and destroys evil, like Persia came in and took over Babylon after the exile. Just as Babylon was dealt with because of their evil that they had done through bringing them into exile, Babylon and themselves were judged, even though they carried out God's word. And Persia would later be judged for carrying out God's judgment, because they did so in an evil manner. And they were evil themselves. But you are called here to turn from your sin. So let's pray and ask God to do that through us. Our Father, we do call upon you once again to turn us from our sin, to reveal to us the sin that still remains, and call us to repentance, as you have done many times already this very day. Father, we ask that you would enable us by your Spirit to turn. We cannot turn from our own sin. You must work in us and enable us to turn. Lord, have us to have a desire to turn, to repent, a repentance which is not just confessing our sin, saying we have done this or that, and then saying, Lord, forgive us. That is not repentance, Lord. Let us not be those who only do that, though we ought to do that. Let your word dwell in our hearts, And give us this great desire that when we do come and confess our sin before you, that you would turn us from that sin and turn us unto you. Father, we hear and see things here in this passage where evil rises up and you use that evil that rises up to judge other forms of evil. Lord, as we see that in this world continuing, evil rising up against evil, we ask that you would judge according to your will for your glory, and that when your word, as it goes forth, that some of those who are of evil and wickedness, just as the word came through Jehu the prophet to Baasha, like that, as the word comes, we ask that some would actually repent. And some would turn to you and believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, for salvation. The only thing we can do is plead that you would do so. And that you would do so even amongst some here who may remain in their sin. Lord, give us this great desire to have you as our God and only you as our God. And this we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.